Page 24. Exercise 1A.
Fame. 3 years ago, Mason McDonald was a successful contestant on the Desert Island reality TV show. Millions of people watched him and the other seven contestants as they tried to survive on the famous island for 6 weeks. Before he went to the island, good-looking Mason was a teacher in a school in Manchester. He shared a flat with two friends. However, in the last 3 years, his life has changed a lot. At first, it was really exciting, he says. I did a lot of interviews for newspapers and celebrity magazines. Whenever I opened a newspaper, I saw my picture. People recognised me in the street and I signed a lot of autographs. I went to a lot of parties and had a fantastic holiday in Australia too. It was great. I really enjoyed all the fame and the excitement. But there were difficulties too. After a while, photographers started to follow me and my girlfriend everywhere. One Sunday morning, someone knocked on my door. It was quite early and I was still in bed. I opened the door in my pyjamas and there was a photographer there. I was very angry, so I grabbed his camera and threw it across the street. Well, he called the police and then the newspapers were full of the story. Police arrest Desert Island Mason. It wasn't true. The police didn't arrest me. They just asked some questions and I paid for a new camera. That's the danger when you're famous. You lose a lot of your freedom. After that, things became quieter. But Mason didn't want to go back to his life in Manchester. He's lived in London for 2 years now and has worked as a DJ for a radio station for over a year. He's still famous, but photographers haven't followed him for a long time. I've been very lucky, he says, and I've really enjoyed my success. What about the future? Well, my girlfriend and I are getting married in 3 months. I'm very happy about that. As for a job, I've enjoyed being a DJ, but in the future, I'd really like to be a game show host on TV and write a book too.